Business.
Schumpeter. The Warehouse King. Why industrial wasteland is the new battleground for property giants?
In the late 1990s, Hamid Mogadam, an Iranian-born property developer, made a $5 million bet on Webvan, an American online grocer. It was a bust. Webvan was one of the most spectacular casualties of the dot-com crash. More galling still, Mr. Mogadam turned down the opportunity to invest in another e-commerce upstart called Amazon, thinking its focus on books was too narrow compared with groceries. Yet some people can win even by losing. Sensing a potential bounty in the online craze, the firm he co-founded, AMB, sold its portfolio of shopping centres and bought millions of square feet of warehouse space on the tarmac of American airports instead. "We got the company wrong, but we got the big trend right," he says. 2 decades later, the company he heads, Prologis, is Amazon's biggest landlord. Mr. Mogadam, now 63, stands tall over the world's warehouse business. A Stanford graduate who got his start in property because no one else in America would hire him during the Iranian Revolution, Mr. Mogadam has made a career of bold bets. In 2011, with property still reeling from the financial crisis of 2007-09, he led a bumper deal to unite AMB and Prologis, a bigger rival, with a combined $46 billion of owned and managed assets. Since then, the property investment firm has expanded globally. It has assets of $125 billion and floor space of 1 billion square feet. That's 90 square kilometres, or a Manhattan and a half. A surge of e-commerce during the COVID-19 pandemic has helped underpin its share price. Its market value of $68 billion is just below an all-time high. Yet Mr. Mogadam is not alone in realising that the humble shed can be as good an investment in the e-commerce era as shovels were in the gold rush. Blackstone, the world's largest alternative asset manager, invested more than $25 billion last year in warehouses in America and Europe. It calls logistics its highest conviction global investment theme. A battle over industrial wasteland is underway.